Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, June 19th. Happy 38th birthday to recording artist Macklemore.
Return to the Mac. Get up what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit.
I'm Chris Swan, and these top stories are brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. A Holly Springs police officer was killed in the line of duty. Three Kennesaw-based beer business entrepreneurs spoke to the Cobb Chamber about the growing industry. The elections board is set to resume in-person meetings. In a special meeting revote, the Cobb school board adopted a $1.5 billion annual budget. The Cobb police officer who was shot on Sunday is now home from the hospital. And finally, at least two dozen Smyrna businesses will fly a rainbow flag in their storefront windows on June 26th. Plus, we'll take a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal managing editor J.K. Murphy.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
A Holly Springs police officer was killed after what started out as a traffic stop. The man suspected of the shooting has also died. The officer, identified by the GBI as 25-year-old Joe Burson, passed away after he was dragged by the car of a suspect he had stopped. The car was driven by 29-year-old Anzi Dolce of Cherokee County. Officials confirmed that Officer Burson shot Mr. Dolce, though the shooting is still under investigation. The shooting occurred just after 11 p.m. Wednesday when Holly Springs officers conducted a traffic stop at the intersection of Harmony Lake Drive and Hickory Road. At some point during the traffic stop, Mr. Dolce attempted to escape in his car. He dragged Officer Burson down Hickory Road until the vehicle crashed. While he was being dragged, Officer Burson fired the shots at Dolce. Mr. Dolce was taken to Wellstar North Fulton Hospital, where he was pronounced dead, while Officer Burson was transported to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital, where he was also pronounced dead. The case is still under investigation.
And here we have Duff, Duff Light, and our newest flavor, Duff Dry. What does the future hold for Duff? Let's just say we've got a few ideas up our sleeve.
In 2016, Georgia was home to 53 craft breweries, according to trade group Brewers Association. In 2017, the state passed Senate Bill 85, which relaxed regulations on breweries selling directly to consumers, and the number of craft breweries has more than doubled since then, standing at 130 in 2020. This week, three Kennesaw-based beer business entrepreneurs spoke to the Northwest Cobb Area Council of the Cobb Chamber about the growing industry, as well as their own challenges and hopes for the future. Trey Sinclair, founder and president of Dry County Brewing Company, first took an interest in craft beer as a University of Georgia student when he discovered Athens-based Terrapin Brewing Company, the first craft brewery to open in the Classic City. He approached banks for a loan with no success and ended up partnering with a Mississippi brewery that would brew his beer and ship it here. Eventually, the budding business caught the attention of banker Jason Sleeman, who had originally turned down a loan application from Trey. Jason Sleeman eventually convinced the bank to give Trey Sinclair a loan, and Dry County was born. He's now the vice president of the craft beverage lending for the United Community Bank. Getting breweries off the ground has become his specialty. The other two brewers on the panel were Joe Uhl, founder of Horned Owl Brewing, and Michael Sorg, founder of Firewater Brewing Company. To support local craft brewers, the panel suggested buying at the breweries instead of groceries, supporting more deregulation of the industry, supporting community development, and, for grocers, bar, and restaurant owners, selling local beers at their businesses.
We will
vote.
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 Beginning next week, the Cobb Board of Elections will return to in-person meetings after operating virtually during the COVID-19 pandemic. The next meeting will be held at 3 p.m. on Monday at the Cobb Board of Commissioners meeting room in Marietta. The board is expected to certify the results of Tuesday's special election in House District 34, which saw Democrats Priscilla Smith and Republican Devin Seabaugh advance to a runoff scheduled for July 13th. Two of the body's 5 chambers are appointed by the county legislative delegation, along with one member each appointed by the local Democratic and Republican parties. The 5th member is appointed by the chair of the Board of Commissioners. Chairwoman Lisa Cupid recently appointed East Cobb accountant Jennifer Mossbacher to that post.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Personal service is what sets us apart. You're not a number, but at WD Little Mortgage, they'll know you by your name. When you deal with their team, you're dealing with a member of the community, a lifetime Marietta resident. Founded by William D. Little in 1983 to help those in Marietta and Cobb with their mortgage needs. And today, W.D. Little's great niece, Mary Ansley Sutherland, leads the company. Mary Ansley and her team can help you with first mortgages, second mortgages, refinancing, or any other need you may have. Why not take advantage of historically low rates now? Pick up the phone and give her a call. Even if you have a mortgage question, her team is a reference for help. At WD Little Mortgage, Mary Ansley Sutherland and her team love what they do and would love to help you. Look to WD Little Mortgage, your hometown personal lender, just off the square in Marietta. Or call Mary Ansley today at 770-425-6267. Or visit them online at wdlittle.com. WD Little Mortgage, Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5680. NMLS number 169055, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
The Cobb County Board of Education voted unanimously to adopt the Cobb School District's $1.5 billion annual budget. The board had already adopted the budget during the June 10th meeting, but because the second required public budget hearing was neither broadcast nor made available for public access in person that day, it was a violation of open meeting laws. That adoption was nullified, and a special meeting was called. Thursday morning, the board reheld a budget hearing and then voted again to adopt the fiscal 2022 budget, containing 4% to 8.6% raises for eligible staff. The district also says it plans to use $51 million in reserve funds. The public is still only being allowed into the board meeting room one by one when they sign up to speak during public comment until next month. However, the Marietta Daily Journal was allowed into the boardroom on Thursday for the first time since the pandemic forced restrictions and pushed meetings online. A Cobb police officer whose shooting prompted a manhunt on Sunday afternoon is home and recovering. The officer, whose name has not yet been released, was discharged on Sunday night. The officer was shot around 3:30 p.m. on Sunday when he responded to a report of a domestic dispute on North Shores Road in Acworth. 20-year-old Louise Ray Ruiz of Kennesaw pulled a gun on the officer and shot him while the two were conversing. The officer returned fire and struck Mr. Ruiz as the suspect fled. The shooting prompted a manhunt, which carried on until around 6:40 p.m. Cobb's police SWAT team located Mr. Ruiz a short distance from the original incident. Officers shot Ruiz multiple times and killed him, and a gun was recovered beside his body.
Love is love.
Our family is no less than any other family.
In support of Pride Month and the city's LGBTQ plus community, at least two dozen Smyrna businesses will fly a rainbow flag in their storefront windows on June 26th. The effort began with Smyrna resident Mike Mitchell, who also asked Smyrna Mayor Derek Norton to issue a proclamation in support of Pride Month, something the mayor did at the City Council's June 7th meeting. The proclamation, which declares June 2021 LGBTQ Pride Month in Smyrna, urges residents to recognize the contribution made by members of the LGBTQ community and actively promote the principles of equality, liberty, and justice. The timing felt right this year, as June 26th was chosen as the day to celebrate. That being the Sunday closest to the anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, a watershed moment to the United States gay rights movement, and approached dozens of businesses in the city. And now it's time to take a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Trey Miley, manager at Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
The city of Marietta is clearly taking the news of Fitzgerald, Georgia's bigger chicken seriously. As reported in the MDJ and on this podcast, the frame of Fitzgerald's 62-foot-tall chicken-shaped topiary is 6 feet taller than Marietta's 56-foot big chicken at the KFC off Cobb Parkway. Marietta's chicken has been a beloved local landmark for generations and has been known as Georgia's biggest chicken. But the chicken being built in the tiny hamlet of Fitzgerald, that's population 8,800, is expected to be completed in a couple months. Marietta Mayor Steve Thunder Tumlin has plans to defend our famed poultry beacon, however, and has a simple solution. Word is out, we're going to find a 7-foot hat for our chicken, he said at a recent council meeting. Councilman Andy Morris made another suggestion that would elevate the landmark from the bottom up. Why not give it some high heels? Morris asked. Three chiefs, nearly 90 years of service. Those were the numbers Wednesday when Marietta Fire Chief Tim Milligan caught up with his predecessors, Ken Burris and Jackie Gibbs. The city pointed out that the three firemen who met up at the Marietta Fire Museum to have their picture taken have a combined 86 years of firefighting experience between them. Thank you to all three chiefs and both current and retired firefighters for protecting our city and our citizens, Marietta wrote in a Facebook post. Oh, and about the museum, if you want to entertain your kids this summer, check it out. The museum is a walk through firefighting history, including fire engines that operated in the 1800s. On the speaker circuit, Georgia Supreme Court Chief Justice Harold Melton is the speaker at the Cobb County Republican Women's Club luncheon Friday, June 25th. Lunch begins at 11:50 a.m. at the Atlanta Marietta Hilton Conference Center on Powder Springs Street. Melton was appointed to the state's high court in 2005. He's retiring July 1. To register for the event, visit the Cobb County Republican Women's website at ccrw.org. Marietta Councilman Joseph Goldstein will host a Ward 7 Town Hall meeting July 1st at 6:30 p.m. at the Sewell Mill Library and Cultural Center on Lower Roswell Road. Representatives from Public Safety, Public Works, and Code Enforcement will be there to answer questions. If you still don't have plans today, and if the rain holds off, check out Rugby ATL. The local professional rugby team is hosting a triple header today to celebrate the Father's Day weekend. In all, there will be 10 hours of rugby being played at Lupo Family Field on the Life University campus in Marietta. At 1:30, it will be Gwinnett Rugby versus Gainesville Rugby, followed by a match between Major League Rugby's Toronto Arrows versus Austin Gilgronis. Rugby ATL will host the Houston Sabercats to close the night. In addition to all that rugby, there'll be live music, food, drink, and games. Fans can purchase a ticket for all three matches at rugbyatl.showwear.com. Rugby ATL has 8 wins against 3 losses this season and leads the Major League Rugby Eastern Conference standings. As mentioned, Sunday is Father's Day. To quote the Welsh-born poet George Herbert, one father is more than 100 schoolmasters. And that's today's trip around town.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.